The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, we're back again so soon. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. In this hour, we'll be giving away a nice bass fishing tackle package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim. Now, another promotion coming up is going to be the muzzleloader giveaway. We give away three CVA muzzleloaders, one in September, one in October, one in November. And this year, again, the folks at Hawk Optics will be sponsoring some commercials starting next Saturday, August 1st, running through October. And they've also provided the three muzzleloader shotgun straight wall scopes, as they did last year. So you'll be hearing about those folks. And if you want to read about the performance of a Hawk rifle scope, simply pick up a copy of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly or go online to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and you can read about a test we took for in a closed gun range, 100-yard indoor gun range here in Maryland, where we did a controlled test, and the scope, which was a 308 specific scope on my 308, performed admirably well with five different grain bullets, including solid copper, including 180s, 168s, 165s, 150s. We tested them all, and the scope never varied from its accuracy, and it was the gun performance, however, was not as I would have hoped, but the scope, I mean, it shot the square perfectly. Those of you who sight in rifles regularly know what I'm talking about, shooting the square. It basically tests the accuracy of the way the scope tracks left, right, up, and down. And you shoot a square. You shoot one shot, and then you go 2 inches to the right or 2 inches to the left either way, and you shoot another shot, and then you go 2 inches to the down and then 2 inches back. And so you do the 2-inch square no matter where the bullet hits, and that tests your accuracy of your adjustments on your scope, and you go from there then to go to the bullseye. So it was a good fair scope test, and Hawk did it admirably well on that. So oh, good. Who is that? Oh, okay. Here we go. Got our names there, Tim. I'm glad to hear. I'm glad you're feeling a little better, buddy. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. Hello, Lee. Yeah.
Hi. Good morning, Alan.
Lee, are you there? Hello, Lee? Lee, hello?
I'm here.
I hear you, buddy. What's going on?
Hey. All good. It's interesting to listen to you guys. You know, you all talk about the some of the politics of hunting and stuff. But like that little text I just sent you about, you know, really, I mean, you know, it all boils down to putting fish in, or venison and whatnot in the freezer for our family.
Yep.
You know, it's you hear of all the the negativity and stuff, but just the other side just doesn't realize that for us it's a necessity. Buying ground beef, we ran out of I had 150 pounds of ground venison. It's gone.
Right. Wow.
And
yeah,
my wife's having a fit, paying ridiculous monies for ground turkey or ground beef.
Oh yeah,
and it's a but, you know, for all, some truly is a necessity to be able to hunt.
I haven't bought beef in a long time. I mean, you know, I've still got, I don't use venison every day, and I don't feed a family. It's just me, but, I mean, there's always a meatloaf or something in the fridge, you know, so.
Yeah.
Stew of some kind, so, yeah.
Yeah, but it's you know, for our family, it's a reality. I mean, the expense of purchasing like you say, you buy chicken and pork and stuff. We do buy, but plus the fact of how good venison is. No fat, right?
Low cholesterol, high protein.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Hey, did I tell you I switched to vegetarian food?
Yeah, okay, I hear you.
Well, I mean, you know, those deer, they eat grass and they eat egg crops and they eat acorns.
I'm glad you're on that vegetarian diet, Al.
Yeah, me too.
You're a good vegan. I didn't have to look that one up in the dictionary.
Vegan is an old Indian word for poor hunter.
that's us. Hey, the white perch finally showed up in the Patapsco.
Good.
A friend of mine did really well on perch. I'm not gonna disclose his honey hole because he would not be happy. But there,
no, of course not.
He's catching them really good. He uses little jigs or shad darts and did really well on the white perch and the patap. My daughter said she saw catching them. She was coming out of Middle River to go out striper fishing up above pools, but they were catching them at the mouth of Middle River really well.
No kidding.
So, yeah. I don't know where, but she said she was coming out and saw a couple fellas doing really well there. And the striper bite, it really, in the upper bay, I can't even say above Pools Island or anywhere, is just absolutely phenomenal. It's, you know, the using the eels.
Yeah.
And it's a no-brainer. A commercial friend of mine, he has a couple restaurant or wholesalers that he needs 300 to 400 pounds a week, and he's doing it all in one day.
Wow.
You know, with his he's burning up his quota, but he's putting a lot of fish in it. An interesting thing, Alan, they're these fish all full of sea lice, and they're healthy. We got some of our fish that you can see that have been around, they're skinnying out a little bit, but the ones that are coming in, and it's interesting, when I say coming in, Alan, that's a question, is where are they coming in from? Are they coming out of the ocean into the bay and up the bay? Or
they're ocean-run fish. Well, if they got the sea lice, maybe Rudy or somebody could answer that question about where they're coming from this time. I don't know if they've made their migration run to New England and are coming back. It would seem early. It would seem early to me for that, or maybe they're making a left turn going up to New England. I'm not sure. Yeah. But, you know, if you're seeing the bright fish with the sea lice, you know they're ocean-run fish. And So I don't know. Maybe Rudy. Well, maybe we can bait Rudy or Uncle Dale out to answer that question: where the ocean run fish come from this time of year? I mean, are they
up north or down south? Or you know, I don't have a clue.
They're out there somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
And why are they here? They've got to be here for food. They're not here to breed. You know, they're not here to breed. So what? Why are they here?
I fished the Bay Bridge this past week.
Right.
And unbelievable, man. I don't know if they're little silver sides or these small, but that's what the stripers are eating there. And it's, they're prolific. They're, every column I went to was just full of these, small, I'm assuming they were some sort of silver side, maybe a bay anchovy, the same thing.
Could be, I don't know. There's so many different things out there, you know.
So much food.
There's so many different varieties of, you know, Rudy and the grandkids and I went to Seebeck, and they have a little class out there. Rudy takes a 30-foot seine out, just a few feet offshore, and walks it back, you know, and catches whatever gets caught in the seine that's swimming there along the shore. You wouldn't believe the amount of fish that are in that, it just fish. There. Okay. You know what I mean? Little trumpet fish, little needlefish, and bay anchovies, and all kinds of different minnows and things like that. So they're all there, you know, and we did that same thing 4 or 5 times and came in with about 10 different types of fish. It was amazing.
I got one little minnow thing. It got snagged on one of my hook, a little.
Yeah.
It had this black with, like, white rings around it. I'm like, what?
Oh, wow. You know, that's interesting.
A little evasive looking. I should have taken a picture.
Take a picture,
It's a teeny little thing.
Yep. I was fishing with Uncle Dale in one of the county parks here in on the shore, and we caught a couple spot tail minnows, which were pretty cool. So, yeah, there's all kinds of food out there. It's not just about alewives, but there's lots of food. That's not going to get caught in a fike net or caught in a pound net or anything like that. It's just because they're too small. So,
yeah.
Or gill net. So.
Yeah.
So, any sign of the bottlenose dolphins out there?
Alan, and no, we did not see any. We saw in the Patapsco, pretty interesting, skate still up in the Patapsco. There's another migratory species that I know nothing about, but they were actually snagged one down at the Bay Bridge, and fortunately I was able to get my jig back after taking a shower from the thing.
They'll flap you.
The side of the boat.
Yeah.
With long pliers, I was able to get it back. But
that's good.
Yeah. But
remind me to tell you a story about that. That's not fit for broadcast. But someday I'll tell you about the story about that with the outdoor writers and the charter boat captain. Oh my gosh, it was horrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And another fun thing we did at the Bay Bridge is Tommy and I we went around the columns dipping our crabs.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
There were crabs I didn't know this, and Tommy said, you know, now they have to be there's July something, they have to be 5 1/4 inches.
Right.
So we were not getting a lot of big ones, but you know, some nice heavy, we got a couple dozen nice heavy crabs that
good.
You know, a meal, just doing
a meal.
Black tide.
Yeah.
We had fun doing that.
Sure.
So,
all right, buddy. Well,
opportunity.
There's a lot of stuff out there, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Lee.
Yep. Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Yep. You too, buddy. Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye. Oh. So, a lot of summer left, a lot of nice weather left up until it turns fall season. So, you know, if you've put it off till now, you still have plenty of time to stop by Backyard Billy's. Summer's here. Let's look at that backyard. That old rickety picnic table needs to be replaced. Well, you know, you got a couple rusty old chairs on your deck, falling apart. Maybe they're made out of treated lumber, maybe they're not, but why not stop by the folks at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have not only a tremendous selection, but a giant selection. and an assortment and a variety of tables and chairs that are unbelievable. And those Adirondack chairs are just so comfortable. And it come in different colors and styles and sizes and things like that. Kid sizes. I mentioned gliders and swivel Adirondack chairs. You know, they're all there. About 1,000 of them in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Backyard Billy's backyard. You'll find gym sets for the kids and tiki bars for the adults and storage sheds and greenhouses. And we talk about this stuff all the time. The big stuff, like, you know, they've got the chicken coops and the dog kennels and all that big stuff. That gets free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom, barbecue grills by Big Green Egg. You can see the fire rings. You can see the whole lineup of inserts, fireplace inserts, gas, electric, wood, pellet. See the freestanding wood and pellet stoves in every variety. You can see the fake flames. If you have a fireplace and you just want the look of the flames and, you know, you don't want to start a fire, they've got all that. I can't remember. The Real Fire, I think, is that brand there. But browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is, as I mentioned, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in our region. BackyardBillys.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, well, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is a fireplace. But if it's just the backyard stuff, yeah, your backyard is going to look great. No question. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Well, that's time for me to say something else. I think we'll talk about the trappers, that's for sure. The Sportsman Expo, that's coming up next Friday. It's coming Friday and next Saturday, 1 week from today. That's sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers. That's at the July 31st, August 1st, at the Washington County Agriculture Center, and the location is 7313 Sharpsburg Pike, and that's Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators, and set a trap line, and just enjoy the outdoors. It's all right there. The grounds open at 8 a.m. on Friday. They'll have dealers set up for firearms and archery and fishing and trapping supplies. And then the features of day one include a kids' corner, expert trapping demonstrations. You can ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. Then on Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check the trap line. Predator calling demonstrations for and duck, goose, and turkey calling techniques, live and silent auction. There's a chicken dinner auction, raffles and games, and gun raffles. And you know what? Bucks, bears, stags. The measures will be there to score your Maryland trophies from 10 to 3 for the record book. Why not? Your white-tailed deer, your sick of deer stags, and your black bears especially. We'll see you. We put two nice bears in the book last year there, too. See you Friday, July 31st and August 1st at the Sportsman Expo in Maryland Fur Trappers. Now, told you about Backyard Billy's. Time for me to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service. Right here in town, you can walk there. You know, you can finance your tires. Yeah, CGNA financing through Bridgestone and Firestone. They'll take care of that. If you buy a set of tires, you can get them financed. What can be easier than that? Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50, about a block or so. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They have American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, of course. They feature those, as well as top brands, any top brands, you know, Michelin, all the other ones. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, on your farm or in your backyard. You know, you have a little compact garden tractor or a little, you know, a mini farm tractor or whatever, you know, they've got the tires. If you've got an ATV or a UTV, they've got tires for those. Any trailer that you might have, a boat trailer, a landscape trailer, utility trailer, yep, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. They've done brakes for me a couple times. They've done tires many times. And Spurrier's Farm Service Team, their 24-hour truck service and much more, has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And if you see Mike Spurrier, by the way, hanging around town or wherever you might see Mike in the shop, tell him you heard about his Spurrier's Tire Service on the radio. Good morning, Brent. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, spurrierstire.com. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? Well, that's true. There's no appointment needed for tires. They'll get your size right off the tire. They'll put them on for you while you wait. Might take a minute, but you know, you'll have them. Website is spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts, no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All righty. Time to do the drawing. Tackle box Tim is standing by, but first we'll talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I just thought I'd call up and tell you, you know, with all of the problems we have in this world, they keep adding more and more regulations. Do you know how difficult it is to open a new funeral home? It's an extremely difficult undertaking. Never mind. How do they raise the price on funerals and then blame it on the cost of living?
Man, you're on a one-track mind here this morning. You're giving those poor funeral directors grief this morning.
I will ask you, since you spend so much time out with hunting, getting out into the woods, is if a man speaks in the woods, is he still wrong if there's no woman around?
Yes, of course.
I said that.
I know. It was all right. Are you the one that told...
girlfriend, she said it was a very negative view of women. I said, wait a second. Anyhow.
I got you. Let me ask you a question. Are you the one that told me about the three golf clubs that went into the bar?
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay. All right. Okay. I used that this week. Pretty well.
Well, good.
Pretty well received.
Listen,
so.
Just remember that laughter is the best medicine versus the broken ribs.
Matt, you just broke up there. Laughter is the best medicine what?
Just don't tickle somebody with broken ribs.
Oh, okay. Good plan. Joe, thanks very much for the laugh. We appreciate it.
Hey, listen, it's always good to hear you guys on the radio. And I was just thinking about the fact that the sun is up and now I can actually go crabbing.
There you go. Now you can go. Good luck out there.
Thank you very much.
All right. See you, Joe. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Is Tackle Box Tim on the line?
Yes, he is.
How did I know? Hey, Tim, how are you?
I've been better, Alan, but I'm surviving.
You said you had a horrible sinus infection. I don't know, man. Allergies part of that for you?
I have never been diagnosed with allergies, but who knows?
Yeah.
But the older I get, the longer I have to deal with these things.
Are you hitting the antibiotics for that?
I finally got some on Wednesday, and it's loosening up things, and I'm feeling a little bit better. But it's been going on for probably a better part of 3 weeks.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
I started feeling better a little bit last weekend. I was able to get out and do some fishing on Monday. And then Tuesday, I was looking for the license plate of the truck that ran over me. But by the time I looked up, it was backing over me.
Yeah, I've been there, done that, buddy. Yeah, I know. Not necessarily with a sinus infection, but I haven't had one of those, you know, knock on wood, for a long time. So
I've been trying to stay away from my wife, and she wound up having similar symptoms. And boy, it's not been good around here.
We opened
the house up last night, trying to get some of these germs out with the cooler temps coming in.
Yeah. You might have to do a little Lysol around the house, but
Lysol,
that's the way she goes. All the above. Yeah. So I knocked on wood and woke all the dogs up. Ay, ay, ay.
Knocked on wood and the termites came out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Do you have a number for me, buddy?
I do. It is number, wait for the spinner to stop, number 9.
Number 9. Well, amazing. How about that? Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. this would be Joe Brennan, the man with the jokes. So, Joe can call back if he wants to give Aaron the address. He can do that. Aaron can text it to me, or we can call Joe and get him lined up with some fishing tackle.
That sounds like a plan.
All right, buddy. That sounds good to me too. Thank you for playing.
Enjoyed Joe's jokes. It starts the morning off well.
It does. You're absolutely right. So you got a striper package for this for August, right?
I do. We have clicked to the page here. 2 X traps, 1 in gizzard shad, 1 in hickory shad.
Ooh. Okay.
A slugger topwater lure in the classic black back and white.
I see that.
Got
I'm looking.
A white scale on top of it, and two naked plated jigs. It's plated jigs without the skirt that the winner can thread their favorite paddle tails.
I see that. Yeah, good. Good deal. Yeah, five lures. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good package. Yeah. All right, my friend. Appreciate the participation and donation from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So,
thank you, Alan. We'll see what we can do to maybe upgrade that a little bit as time goes on. And the same thing with this bass pack going out to Joe.
Yep. Appreciate that. Yep.
Like, take care of the listeners.
John B. says, get better.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. How about that? So we did hear from Rudy, okay? Small bait forage fish that Lee was talking about are, as you said, probably either anchovies or silversides. Quick way to tell the difference. Anchovies, are you listening, Lee? Here's a biology lesson from Rudy, the fisheries biologist. One of the two that listen to our show, at least. The anchovies are flattened side to side and are soft-bodied. Silver sides are more tubular and firm-bodied. As far as where the stripers with the sea lice are coming from, I can only speculate, and I really don't like to do that. There's too much of that out there. I'll stick to what I think I know, or what I know, I think, whatever. Whatever. However you meant that, Rudy, we get it. All right, how about that? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They've got everything you need to go fishing, and you need to stop by if you're going fishing now that the fish are starting to show up in good numbers and summer's here. They have tackle for big blue catfish and striped bass. They have tackle for largemouth and smallmouth bass. They have tackle for panfish. They have tackle for the kids, rods and reel combos. They got Shakespeare, they got Ugly Stick, they got Fluger, they got Penn. They've got those magnificent St. Croix fishing rods. And they can put a brand new line on any reel that you would happen to purchase. And I like the Fluger reels, the spinning reels. They've got the President series, but they have Daiwa and Shimano and Penn and all the other ones that are very, very popular, and some other brands that just are workhorses that you can buy, and you know, buy at an inexpensive price if you're only going fishing for a little while. You're not going to pursue fishing as a major hobby. You just want to have a rod and reel in the house to go whenever you want to go. Well, they've got those. Why not? Live and frozen bait, minnows, crabbing supplies, fishing license, lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Tackle for bass and perch and trout and panfish. And for rockfish, they've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, parachutes. They've got a large selection of surface baits for snakeheads. And you'll be glad to see all those colors and assortment there. So 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. The phone number there is 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's been around since 1957. They are open 7 days a week for all that stuff we mentioned, along with firearms, handguns, shotguns, rifles, a full-line Browning dealer. They've got all that, too. They're your full service homeowned small business that deserves your support. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. Let's see. Did the trappers, did backyard billies. I think we'll go to the recorded spots right now. Go for it, Aaron.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
That is true. You can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Yes, indeed. We've got to find that Eastern Shore Redneck song by Road King. Yep. I'm sure it's in the mix there somewhere. We've got to play that again sometime. All right. Joe is on the phone. Good morning, Joe.
Yes, good morning. And I finally won. All these times I've been trying to win one of your contests. So.
How about that? Hey, Pat. Hey, you won, pal. That's no joke.
Yeah.
to quote somebody once famous. What's that?
I said you had to slip that one in on me, didn't you?
I did. Yep.
Yeah, it's well, I'm looking forward to using these wonderful lures. That's a great thing. I know that I was looking forward to it, and I was like, geez, I keep meaning to get in on one of these contests, so finally, I guess it's number nine, must have been early on. I think I got in the first weekend this month, so, you know.
Yep.
Tell people to call up, and they got a chance.
They got a chance, that's right. Let's see.
Oh, listen, while I'm on, a couple of weeks back, maybe that weekend, asking about how to get their kids started in fishing, and you gave some really good advice, and you talked about using worms. And the other thing is that a buddy of mine introduced me to the idea of taking buying a pack of hot dogs and cutting one up and using that for bait. And it's up at, he happened to be up in Westminster, and they have a municipal pond up there between the bluegills and the catfish. You the kid will have a lot of fun. And, and what you don't catch, you use the hot dogs for, you know, cooking up and having a good little weenie roast out there. It's nice to get out.
You ever been on a headboat when they serve up shrimp?
I cannot say I have. I can tell you, I was down near the Nanticoke and with the buddies, and so Sunday morning I took a drive, and there was this little creek. It was a little ways off, so the water's still brackish, but it wasn't that salty. And but this guy had frozen shrimp, and he said, "Yeah," he says, "if I don't catch cats," he says, and he liked them. He says that the ones in the briny part of the little creeks and the river, he says that already pre-salted. He says it's really good, but he says, if I don't catch cats with that, he says, you know, he just goes on and eats the shrimp. So, you know.
Yeah, oh, that's all right. That's good if you buy grocery store shrimp. But we did get a tip back when Fishbones was a sponsor, Bud at Fishbones. There, he would buy what's called bait shrimp from a wholesaler, totally different than supermarket shrimp. Whereas the supermarket shrimp is basically power washed on deck to get rid of the the iodine. The bait shrimp come natural right off the boat, frozen fresh. And there's, you know, more aroma, more flavor, more whatever, and people seem to prefer those rather than the supermarket shrimp.
That's interesting. The other thing along with that though is, I think I remember years ago somebody telling me that if you have an allergy to shrimp, that it's probably more to the iodine than it is.
Yeah.
To the,
yep.
So I don't know.
And yet we eat iodized salt.
Oh, listen, you know, when it rains, it pours, though. That takes you back a little bit.
Yes, it does. So, Joe, got a question for you. And this comes from our buddy, James, in Anne Arundel County. So, why is it more egregious for trappers when they run out of toilet paper?
Why is it more egregious for trappers when they run out of toilet paper?
Yeah.
I can't.
They have to use their bare hands. Okay.
got hooked on that one.
Oh. A little bit, yes, indeed. Oh my goodness. We sell some horrible jokes on this show. I love every one of them. All right. Anyway, I've shared your phone number with Tim, who lives close.
Well, I also gave your call screener, your producer, I should call him proper term. I gave him my address, but so
I got that. That was already sent to Tim. He's good, so he'll be calling you.
Thank you very much.
Get a call from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. You will see that on your caller ID, and you can move forward with Tim. And I have done my duty.
Thank you very much. Thank
Not
you very
a problem.
Much.
And thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Have a wonderful rest of this month and all of next.
I will. Thank you so much. August is going to be busy. So today, for those of you who are interested, if you're listening in Western Maryland, We have Chuck Wilcox for bucks, bears, stags. He's measuring white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears at Mountain Maryland Firearms Training in Frostburg. He's there now. Well, he'll be there when they open, let's put it that way. He went up yesterday. So we've got a number of people pre-registered for that. And he can take up to about 15 deer, maybe 5 or 6 bears, depending on how soon you get in there. Just go on in and see John Sagel and Harry Sagel, and Chuck will be set up over there. There's going to be a little pizza maybe, or chicken wings or something. And I don't know, maybe donuts, coffee. We'll see. Melvin, another Bucks, Bears, Stags official measure, and the man who runs the Delaware measuring program, will be at our sponsor, Delmarva Sporting Clays, right down there in Mardella Springs. He'll be there from 10 to 3. He'll be measuring sika deer, white-tailed deer, any black bears anybody on the shore may have killed. And this is all for the record book. This is the run-up to the closing of the deadline, which is August 31st, for the 2026 record book called Maryland's Finest. And it'll be our third record book. And these two guys are official measures. If you have a big deer and you need to get it measured for the Maryland record book, that's great. They can also facilitate you getting into Boone and Crockett Club if it's big enough, or Pope and Young Club for the bow hunters. So those two guys are out there measuring. Chuck will be on hand at the Trappers event next Saturday only. He won't be there Friday, but he'll be there Saturday only. And he'll be there from 10 to 3 measuring right up there at the Ag Center in Washington County. So we've got at least two measuring events, and some of our guys are measuring a lot. Kudos and heartfelt congratulations, heartfelt thanks, not congratulations, to Bob Newton, who traveled to Southern Maryland and spent a lot of time there on Monday. If you remember the infamous plane crash, helicopter crash in D.C., there were 6 or 7 members of a hunting party that perished in that plane crash. They were all hunters. And Bob went to Southern Maryland and met with the widows, measured those fellas' deer that weren't in the record book. He's writing a nice memorial piece to them in the upcoming record book with pictures of their deer and that type of thing. And some of them have appeared on our Facebook page. One of those fellows, John, is still the state record holder for non-typical velvet white-tailed deer taken with a bow. So, John Boyd. So if you go to our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags, you will see some of those deer that these fellows killed in Southern Maryland, some giant deer, and well-deserved places in the record book posthumously, unfortunately. So very, very heartfelt thank you to Bobby, and it was a heart-wrenching time for him, too, to be dealing with, you know, the widows and the kids and that type of thing. So you don't realize the profound effect on these families until you spend a little time with them. So it was tough in a couple situations. So, again, thank you, Bob, for going over and above for what you did. And that'll be in the next record book as well. So a pretty special feature. So, all right. Do we have time for any more callers here? What time we got? 6:55. Maybe one more. All right. Why don't you do that, buddy? And you've got the handle on all of it. I don't think I've got any more live spots to do.
Cool Ice. That's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The trumpets, that means we're getting close to the end here. It's been a good show, folks. I really enjoyed it, talking to all the folks who called in and sharing and, you know, just trying to figure out what we're going to do next. Good thing that the Oregon ballot initiative got defeated. Nice to hear that our ocean-run striped bass are coming in. And it's nice to hear that fishing has picked up. Keep in mind, you can get your hunting license. You can apply for your bear hunting permit. If you get it and don't take it, I'll volunteer as a sub-permittee for you. And Chris, too, because Chris is hooked on bear hunting now. He got one last year, so good for him. And, yeah, so get your hunting license. Get out there. Get out, stay safe. Remember, faith is important. Love the Lord. Your family. Hold them close. Keep them tight. Love them. Your friends, same thing. And don't forget, fight for your freedom. See you next week.